Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Head to 7-Eleven and grab a delicious chicken sandwich with 7 rewards at 7-Eleven. Crispy, craveable, and way better than settling for the same old, same old. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. Stopping sold separately while supplies last. Participating stores, see app for full terms.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was home alone for the weekend, his friend was over, and they heard a crash so loud, it sounded like a dresser had been thrown across the bedroom. They went to investigate, and absolutely nothing was out of place.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. You know, if you've got a real ghost story, you know we would like to hear it. So you could leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can always just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If being a premium subscriber is something you would like to do, sign up. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Well, I had a scary incident today, but not paranormal.
Okay, there are things that can be scary and not paranormal.
Okay, so I bought this house and the yard is a hot mess. So I've been working and working and working on the yard and cleaning up yard. It's got all these flower beds and stuff, but they're just a hot mess. And one of these flower beds I started in on, it's been really driving me crazy. And it's got this really, really tall grasses in it. And I did a picture of it just to make sure there wasn't anything in there. And it said it's just marshland grass, like we have down at the, you know, the bay here.
At the marsh.
Yeah, at the marshes that we have down by the ocean. And so I said, okay, so I'm digging this out and it's hard to pull up. So I'm messing and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of it, and I hear a noise, a weird humming. And I thought, is there a plane or something? I stand up, and I'm looking up at the sky, looking around, and then I realize, oh, no, it's down here on the ground. It's like bees.
Oh,
like I've pulled up,
my God.
I've interrupted or bothered. What have I done? I've done something to a beehive, or I don't think it's wasps or hornets. They don't have that body. It's more of that fat little body that a bee has. So anyway, you guys, there I was in shorts, short sleeve shirt, which is stupid, I know, to be gardening in that. But I was hot. And so anyway, I jumped out of this garden bed and got maddened. And I stood back and I watched it for a little while. And they did not bother me. They didn't come after me. They didn't mess with me. They eventually kind of seemed to go back in there or whatever. So, I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
I did not get stung once or anything, but boy, I could have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh,
wow.
It's weird. I haven't seen any out flying around. You know, I don't, I guess they just stayed down there. I don't,
because they're all too busy in the marsh grasses.
I guess so. So anyway, I'm okay. I'll figure out what to do. I don't know. I've got to have my bug expert person come in and take a look at what they are and figure it out.
I think that is a good person for everyone to have in their lives, a bug expert.
I do. I have a bug expert. I pay Terminix to come to my house, and they do all of the little critters and the bugs and all the little things, and they would do this too, that, you know, but they'll figure out what they are and what they need to do. And
you know, this house is interesting because I do the termite thing every year, but I've seen a spider or two in the house here or there, but I've lived here 6 years and I've never really had any. So well, I'm like,
I think that's wonderful.
I think so too.
You know, I don't know why some have, you know, I think where I live, there are quite a few spiders. And I was having a few, I wouldn't say a lot, but a few, and they were very large.
Oh, okay. That's like.
And I mean, like.
You got to call the bug expert then.
Like, I don't know if they were quite as big as the palm of my hand, but kind of in that range, you know, that really big. So that was kind of my final straw. When you feel like you have to stab them to death, like you can't step on them, right? Because then you have to clean your shoes or whatever.
Oh, and then stab them to death. That is
dramatic.
You
feel like you get a knife out or something. Like, they're so big, it's like, I got to do something, like,
Madden,
bigger than
get
the
back.
Bro. Yeah, it's like, get out.
I'm going to kill this.
Like, you know, I don't know, you and I, no, not the both of us in here.
Oh, my God, that would be bad. Well, let's go to our first story of the day. This is a caller. Here we go.
This is Manuel from Northern California, actually Winters, California. And I want to call back and share another story. It's a story that happened to me when I was about 15 years old. I'm 51 now, so I might have been 14. It was 14 or 15. I was living with my father and my stepmother at the time, and we moved across town. We lived in San Pablo in the Bay Area. And we moved into this little, it was a three-bedroom, kind of small house. It was my father, my stepmother, my little brother, my sister, and myself. And my father was one of these guys that always would make deals with the landlords. Oh, we'll paint the house to, you know, chip down the rent. Or, you know, he'd always create more work for us. So we went over there to look at the house. And I remember when we first walked in, he opened the garage, and I walked in the garage, and the previous tenants had left garbage everywhere. So we were cleaning up, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye that there was a ladder that went up, and somebody had finished off the attic. It was all sheetrock, and I could see it from the bottom. And, you know, me being 15 years old, I thought, oh, man, if I could make that my bedroom, I could sneak in and out of the house all night. And my dad would never know, you know. He's not going to know if I leave in the middle of the night or someone would go sneak off with my friends. So I asked my dad, I said, can I make my bedroom up there? And he said, yeah. You know, you're going to clean it out and do all the work. He said, I got enough to do. So I climbed up the ladder, and this is, I think, in June. It was warm. I remember that. It doesn't get super hot in the Bay Area, but it was probably about 75 or 80 degrees, so the attic was probably a lot hotter. And I remember I climbed up the ladder, and I was all excited, and I stuck my head up there. And as soon as I stuck my head up and looked into the space, this blast of ice-cold air hit me in the face. And I remember, and I didn't think too much about ghosts or anything then, but I remember it really scared me. I almost fell off the ladder, and I got down, and I never, ever went back up there again. It freaked me out. I kind of forgot about that. I was a kid, and I didn't think too much about that kind of stuff. So we got all settled in, and at the time, my father was driving up to Ione to my grandfather's on the weekends because he was building a house on some property he had. So my dad would get off work on Friday, and him and my stepmother and my little brother and my sister was living between our house and my real mother's house at the time. They would all take off on the weekend, so I'd be there by myself. And I thought it was great because, you know, I'm a young kid. I could get away with whatever I wanted to get away with. So one weekend they took off, and I had a friend come over. And we were just sitting in the living room watching TV, and I was kind of sitting up on the couch with my feet on the couch, and my friend, my buddy, was behind me, and he was in the recliner, my dad's chair, and I couldn't see him because it was behind me in the corner of the room, and the TV was in front. So we're sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, it sounded like somebody picked up the dresser in my sister's room and just slammed it against the wall. I mean, you could hear glass. It was loud. I mean, it scared the hell out of me, and my first thought was, what's he doing? I thought my friend behind me was back there messing around in my sister's room or something, and he knocked something over, and I turned around. He's in the recliner, and he's, you know, he's scared. I'm scared. You know, we're young. Like, wow, you know, somebody's in the house. So we had a big black dog, a chow, and the ones with a purple tongue. And so we let the dog in, and the dog immediately, when it came in the house, started to act weird. So we turned on all the lights, and we checked all the beds. It was a very clean person. The house was immaculate. My sister's room, where it sounded like the sounds came from, there was nothing out of place. I mean, literally nothing. Nothing on the floor, not even a piece of clothing. There was nothing to account for that loud crash. So we're pretty freaked out. We're trying to calm ourselves down, and we don't really know what made this noise. So we come back in the living room, and then the dog starts acting funny. And the dog, my friend goes back to the chair. He was sitting in the recliner, and it was in a corner, and we had hardwood floors. And the dog starts growling at the chair. So my friend gets scared. He gets out of the chair, and we slide the chair out of the corner, and the dog's hair stands up, and it's lunging at the corner of the room, barking and growling like there's something. There's nothing there. And it got so bad, the dog started to scratch the floors. We had to literally drag the dog and put him out in the garage. There was a door that led from the kitchen out into the garage. And that dog, that door had a metal thing on one side that faced the garage. And that dog scratched and barked and bumped against that door for a couple of hours just trying to get back in the house. That was a pretty freaky house. I had some other experiences there as well. But I think it'll go too long. You used to hear scratching in the walls all the time. I think I experienced more of it because I was there by myself all the time on the weekends. And when the whole family was there, I used to hear the scratching in the walls all the time. But I thought it was just mice or something until after we had the creepy stuff happen. Some other things, like I said, happened, but it's just more time. Anyway, thanks for the show. I love it. And I will call back again. Talk to you later. Bye now.
So they were actually awake when they heard that crashing thing, right?
Yeah, I think they were just like watching TV. Yeah, I think they were just like, you know, chilling.
That's what's so interesting because, you know, they've got that. It's called exploding head syndrome. And that it can be that sort of thing that happens while you're asleep. Like you hear this massive crashing sound and you sit up and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were awake.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just him. It was him and his buddy, right?
Yeah, both of them. And then the dogs reacting to it. Now, I would have to say the exact same thing happened to me once. When I was living in Texas, I was in this kind of old house. It was maybe late 1800s, turn of the century, 1900 house. And you visited it, so you know what house I'm talking about. In that house, one night, I had numerous things happen to me at that house, but one night I was sitting on the sofa. I had two dogs, one on each side of me while I'm like grading papers or doing something like that. And the TV's on, just chilling. We're just no big deal, right? Just relax. And all of a sudden I hear the loudest crash. And the only thing I could liken it to was that as if there had been a china hutch and someone pushed it over and all the glasses, all the china broke everywhere. It was like that loud. And it was, the dogs both jumped and they're looking around and they're acting all freaky. And I, you know, it took me a minute to get the courage to get up, but I did. And I never could find one thing anywhere. And the sound was so much like breaking. Like he said in this one, it sounded like things were breaking. It didn't sound like maybe there was a loud thump outside or whatever. It sounded like stuff crashing and breaking. And I could never find anything. you know, it was the strangest thing.
So what is it? You know, it's like, what caused the noise? So there's there's nothing there that would have caused the noise, you know? So how does a paranormal experience happen when there's this huge noise, but nothing is causing a noise?
Like, it's weird. It's the weirdest thing. And I totally get it. I had it happen to me. And you guys know it because I told that story a while back, you know, quite a while ago on the show. It's, you know, it was very, very scary. I'm sure I did not sleep well at all for a few days.
Oh, you know? My God, no. Because then it's like, is it going to happen again?
Well, yeah. And, you know, it was like, is there something up in the, like in the attic or something that did something? But it really sounded like it came from my bedroom. You know, it was pretty localized. Like, he thought it came from his sister's room and it looked great. And, you know, I thought it came from my bedroom. I really had a good read on where the sound was generated. Same thing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
But how terrifying for him. He's just a teenager and the dad goes away every weekend to work on this other house and he's there by himself.
Now, the one thing I do have to love is the dad in this story, who is the most, like, ingenious guy. Like, or what do I want to say? He is just a go-getter.
Yeah, he's willing to make deals and work his ass off.
Yeah, he's a wheeler dealer, and he's working, and he's building a house, and he's cleaning up the one they live in, and he's doing all this stuff. And I'm like, I really like this guy.
He's working his ass off.
I love your dad.
It's just, I don't know. Then he just ended up getting the brunt of the whole haunting.
You know, and the dog reacting to, you know, freaking out from the area. And, you know, you always have to pay attention to the dogs.
I think so, you too. Know? And I think sometimes, you know, like in a situation like that, you heard that, but your reaction would be so extreme. Are they reacting off of what you're doing?
Well, and the reason, and I've had this happen more than once with my dogs, it's like, yes, I'm sure, but I don't think I might have jumped a little, but they were looking towards the room too. Like, they weren't looking at me because I jumped. They were looking over to where we thought, where it felt like the sound came from.
So I don't like it.
I have a question off kind of off the wall question for you, but you have cats. Do they notice anything?
Well, no, not in this house. I don't
know. But I mean, have you ever felt like when you've had a cat before that they've ever noticed, or are they just never around when something happens?
I've never really noticed my cat's reaction to it that much because the thing is with a cat, if I hear something, I'm like, what was that? That my reaction right there is enough to make my cat jump. You know, they're so skittish anyway that I've never seen them like, but I have seen them like staring off at weird things. And I'm like, okay, where is the fly or whatever it is that you're looking at? I don't know. Yeah. You're looking at something.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered because, you know, we talk so much about dogs being seemingly very responsive to the paranormal. I just wondered, I don't have cats. I've never had cats, if you ever thought that, and you have very delightful cats, by the way, and I just wondered if you ever thought that any of your cats had ever
I've never seen that reacted just to because like they're the they might jump up, like say we're all sound asleep and I hear something, I might sit up real quick, that's enough to make my cat jump off the bed because I sat up real quick and they're like, shit, she moved, gotta go. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's just a different way to judge it. Now, my dog, Benji, he likes to sleep. So he might lift his head up. You know, he's like, I don't know. That's not enough to wake up over.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our next story. And this says, I've been listening to the show for quite a while. Figured I'd finally send in a story of my own. I've had a few strange things happen over the years, but this one stands out because I went into it completely convinced my friend was making everything up. I grew up in Georgetown, South Carolina, which is an old town with more ghost stories than you can count. When I was in high school, one of my closest friends lived in a huge old plantation house out in the country. The house sat near a swamp, looked exactly like the kind of place people would point out and say it was haunted. My friend certainly believed it. She was always telling me stories about things happening there, and most of the time I thought she was either exaggerating or having fun trying to scare me. The story she told the most often involved her younger sister refusing to sleep in her upstairs bedroom anymore. According to my friend, her sister would wake up in the middle of the night, see a little girl standing in the room. I never believed a word of it. Eventually, my friend got tired of me dismissing everything she said and challenged me to spend the night. I agreed because I was convinced one night in the house would prove there was nothing going on. The house itself was beautiful. It definitely felt old. The floors creaked when you walked across them, and some of the hallways seemed darker than they should have been, even during the day. Still, none of that bothered me. Old houses make noise and they settle, and I wasn't expecting anything unusual to happen. The night was completely normal. We watched movies, ate junk food, talked about school, did all the things teenage girls do during a sleepover. At one point, her younger sister came upstairs to grab something from her old room. I remember joking with her about being afraid of ghosts, and she didn't laugh. She just grabbed what she needed and went back downstairs. At the time, I figured she was simply tired of hearing everyone tease her about it. So eventually it was time for bed. My friend and I slept in her room, which was across the hall from the bedroom her sister used to occupy. Before turning out the light, she asked if I was nervous. I told her absolutely not. She laughed and said, "Well, we'll see." Sometime during the night, I woke up. At first, I didn't know why, but then I heard the dogs. Her family had several dogs. They were never allowed upstairs. Normally, they slept downstairs without making a sound, but that night I could hear them whining and scratching near the bottom of the staircase. They weren't barking or playing. They sounded upset. I lay there for a minute, wondering what had gotten into them. The house was otherwise completely silent. When I looked toward the doorway, I saw someone standing there. My first thought it was her little sister. Figure was about the right height and standing just inside the doorway, and I remember feeling annoyed more than scared because I'd assumed she'd come upstairs in the middle of the night for some reason. I even started to sit up so I could ask what she wanted. And the longer I looked, though, the stranger it seemed. She wasn't moving. She wasn't shifting her weight or fidgeting the way a child normally would. She was just standing there looking into the room. I quietly said her sister's name, expecting some sort of response. Nothing. By then, I was fully awake. I glanced over at my friend, thinking maybe she had noticed it too, but she was sound asleep. When I looked back toward the doorway, the figure was no longer standing there. Instead, it was farther down the hall. I don't know how to explain that. I never saw it move. I just looked away for a second, and it wasn't in the same place anymore. Then it slowly turned and walked away. That is so creepy. What struck me later was how quiet it was. In a house that old, you could hear every creak and groan when somebody walked around. I had heard the floorboards all day long, but I didn't hear a single footstep. At that point, I was terrified. I tried waking up my friend. She barely moved, mumbled something before rolling over. There was no chance I was getting out of bed to investigate, so I stayed exactly where I was, stared at the doorway for what felt like the rest of the night. Eventually, the dog stopped whining. Nothing else happened. I don't think I slept another minute. The next morning, I was downstairs before anyone else. My friend came into the kitchen a little while later, immediately asked what was wrong. Apparently, I looked as tired as I felt. When I told her I thought I'd seen her sister standing in the doorway during the night, she got quiet, and then she asked, "Where did it go?" I said it walked down the hallway. That's when she reminded me that her sister slept downstairs with her parents. She'd been sleeping there for months. I left shortly after breakfast, never spent another night in that house. The funny thing is, I stayed friends with her for years afterward, but never again made fun of her stories. Maybe I was half asleep. Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me. What I do know is I went there expecting to prove my friend wrong, and instead I spent the entire drive home trying to convince myself I hadn't seen what I thought I'd seen. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Sarah Bell. You know, maybe this is just one idea. Maybe the sister has sleepwalking issues. And I get, maybe you wouldn't hear the floors creak, but you know, she's a little sister. She's about 8. Maybe she walks pretty lightly and the floors went and creak. Or maybe it's like somebody out of a scary movie.
Okay. It's, I guess that would be the non-paranormal explanation, that somehow it is the sister. She sleepwalks, or she just did it to taunt the girl. Now, with that said, there's a couple problems. One is that, you know, they would have had to, like, set this story up earlier, that the sister had been seeing a little girl in her room, and I don't believe it, and fine, come over and stay over. You know what I mean? Like, this would have had to have been something that they were doing for quite some time in order to scare her, because they didn't have to say that there was this little girl story going on in the house, right? So, you know, it's weird that they would, you would have had to set it all up, and that's weird.
Yeah, because her friend would have been playing a really long game here.
That's the long game, right? Okay, and the second thing is, the girl went from point A to point F.
That's right. She moved in a way
that it would have been impossible for her to get that far down the hall that quickly.
Yeah, true.
Right? And so I definitely think there was something there. And we always feel bad when it's a child ghost. You know, it's just sad that this is what's going on. But it does feel like there is something there. And it very well could have been that a child died, you know. They couldn't save it for, you know, so many reasons that we can save children now. They just, the mortality rate was so high for children that it's just not unfeasible that a child died in that house.
Well, and what, let's be real, what plantation house, former plantation house in the South would not be haunted? I mean, wouldn't they all be haunted?
Yeah.
I mean, they all have such history. It just seems like every one of them would be haunted.
I think they are. And I think that area, South Carolina, is very haunted in general.
Right.
Right. So most definitely. Yeah. I feel like it was for real. And she did too. Like, she was really afraid. And, you know, I think her gut was.
And it is crazy. Like, she goes there, like, fine, I'll go. You know, this is all a bunch of shit anyway.
Let it be a lesson to y'all. Do not taunt the spirits.
I don't think she really taunted it. I think she just didn't believe her friend because she never had an experience.
She did taunt the sister. The sister came in and she made a joke about being scared of ghosts. She did taunt her a little bit.
But she, right? I took it like you meant she was taunting the ghost.
She said to her sister, oh, so you're afraid of ghosts or something to that effect. And the sister just did. And she was joking, right? But the sister did not take it as a joke, she said. She was not amused.
No. I'm surprised that girl still stayed upstairs. I mean, it sounded like it was just her and her sister, and she's upstairs all by herself.
I swear to God, every time I taunt something, it comes back. It goes from taunt to haunt, just like that. It comes back to haunt me. So I have learned a long time ago, don't get on your high horse and taunt anything, because you will be.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, you can call it in 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Either way, share it with us. We'd love to hear it. So become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.